Captain.
The captain.
Captain.
Breaks out of the middle.
Captain.
Oh, what a
captain.
Selwood.
Captain.
If anybody can.
Captain.
Selwood can.
Look at me, short. Look at me, short. Look at me, short. I'm the captain now.
Selwood was fantastic.
Selwood again. Look at the aggression in the tackle.
Selwood. But the kick is done. Oh, they talk about the proverbial captain's goal.
Captain, my captain.
Please welcome Joel Selwood.
Joel Selwood, welcome to the departure lounge.
I love that intro, guys. That's probably the best I've ever heard.
Now,
I've done a few radios in my time, so that is right up there. So just, congratulations on whoever's put that together.
Whatever you do, don't tell Paddy Dangerfield, because we sort of spent a lot of time on yours and then just threw his together. So if you can keep that one quiet, we'll be all good.
You know what? He rocked up 5 years ago, and my name quickly becomes, you know, second, third, fourth down the list. So I appreciate that I've still got a bit of love in there from K-Rock. So
we still have the loyalty for Captain Courageous. You are still friend of the show. Danger, he hasn't stepped up to the podium yet. You are still friend of the show. Only you have co-hosted on the Departure Lounge. We will talk footy in a sec, but since the last time we spoke to you, you said I do. Congratulations on the nuptials.
Yeah, and all went smoothly and happily married. And Britt and I just in the car. We're going on a date night tonight, so we're still on cloud nine at the moment.
Well, please pass on my congratulations to Britt as well. The photos were absolutely stunning.
Yeah, we had a ball. I mean, mid-January we got it all done, and we just had the best weekend of our life, getting all our friends together and family.
Amazing.
And yeah, it was nice. Just out of Geelong, just at a homestead, a friend's homestead, and had a ball.
Do you reckon you've had more photos in your career getting selfies with fans or on your wedding day?
Oh, I had a few on my wedding day, but that was the one thing that we had to do, apparently, that we haven't missed a moment. So it was great. We actually got them back not long ago, and reliving the day and just seeing how much fun we had, it was pretty special.
Speaking of footage, we actually had the honour of stepping out on GMHBA Stadium last week. We actually ticked off a bucket list item. We trained with the AFLW Geelong Cats, and I don't know if you've seen it yet, Joel, but look, I could be getting the call up. There was a magnificent goal by yours truly from that corner pocket near the... Josh has got his head in his hands. It was the Gary Ablett end, and I was pretty damn impressed with myself. You guys, to get the angle that I achieved.
Is this talking about the Cats and Joel Selwood? Are we talking about Stancy here?
Actually, she doesn't need to talk me through it because there was visions during the week that we saw within the club doors of Stancy actually doing that kick, and we actually got told to step up and do it more like this. So it hasn't gone unnoticed within the four walls
Thanks,
of the
Joel.
Cats.
I appreciate it.
So where are you at this stage? I mean, obviously, we're getting so close. Mm. Are you just keen to get out there? We're saying, like, you know, pre-season's a long time. I mean, you're getting, I'm not saying that you're old, but you're getting older. Do you still enjoy that pre-season?
Oh, yeah, I actually do. I love the pre-season period, but unfortunately, I haven't got to see too much of it this year. I've had a hamstring tendonitis problem last year that I had to have a bit of surgery on towards the end of the year, and so it sort of held me away from the boys a fair bit, and we sort of had the Essendon game as a plan about six weeks ago, a month ago, and then plans changed, as they do, and we just decided that we would just get a bit more training in rather than go into that one, and just use the match play at training just to be a bit safer with where I'm at.
How excited are you by the talent that's come in to the Cats this season? Obviously, throughout draft and throughout trade, you know, see some big names come and go, but to see new talent and especially local talent come through, I mean, you've had a few years at the Cats. Do you still get excited by the diversity that comes through the doors?
Do, yeah. They all bring energy, whether it's Jack and Josh, Jack Stevens and Josh Jenkins, who are at the older end, that are sort of looking to sort of re-energise their careers in many ways, and they see the Cats, they could help the Cats, and we can help them. And then you see the young kids. We haven't been up in the draft, in those ages, early draft picks for a long time. So especially Cooper and Sam DeConning, we've got right up there. These kids are going to be a part of the fabric of footy club for the next 10 years. So
Amazing.
It's exciting, that part of it. But the
they're four teams that are ready to play straight away.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, you know, best of luck for the season. Obviously, the ambition's always the premiership, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And we give it, I mean, it's the one thing in Geelong, and I know the fans get disappointed when we can't get it done, but we seriously have a crack every year, and that's what we should be proud of. I mean, I'm a Cats fan too, not just a player, but we give it our best go, and we'll set ourselves up again to do that this year, and hopefully take home the chocolates.
Well, we don't want to keep you from date night with Britt because you do not want to upset that apple cart. But thank you so much for your time this afternoon. All the very best. We'll speak to you throughout the year, but all the best going into round one, and hopefully that leg pulls up all right.
Yeah, beautiful. Thanks very much, guys.